Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Well now, sitting opposite me, 2FM DJ Tracy Clifford has joined me in studio to talk about a condition that affects so many women in Ireland. It's endometriosis. Naomi Long, the Northern Ireland politician, has it. Ruth Ann, the singer, has it. Lisa Tierney Keogh, the playwright, has written about it. And Tracy only found out about it after years of fertility treatment. Tracy, it's lovely to have you in studio.
Thank you so much for having me, Miriam. How are you?
I'm good. And I know it's, you were saying, you know, it's quite a nervous thing and it's a very honest thing to come and talk about things like this. So I really appreciate it. First of all, you discovered your endometriosis because like so many women and men in this country, you were on a fertility pursuit, weren't you?
And I love that you didn't say journey.
I know, I hate that word.
And the word journey, I think, is because it's an umbrella term. It's a journey is like a car trip to West Kerry. It's a lovely thing. Whereas this is an expedition. You're in the trenches. Like it's trauma, it's grief, it's anxiety, it's financial pressure. Like it's a lot. A fertility journey is a lot. But we were on it for four or five years. The pandemic time as well took a little bit of that from us too. But it was unsuccessful. You know, it's IVF, it's ectopic pregnancies, like it's a lot. It's a lot. And on that expedition, I finally found out that I have silent endometriosis. And when I say finally found out, it was through holistic therapies. I changed fertility doctors. I decided to embark on acupuncture. And through holistic therapies, the acupuncturist spotted that I was completely inflamed. And I've been going through fertility treatment, say, for about 3 years at this stage. And I didn't know what that meant. You know, you've got complete inflammation of your body. And I just was like, what does that mean? And she was saying, there's something wrong. There's something going on. It could be autoimmune. So with my new fertility doctor, I wanted to, you know, just have a look at what that could be. And maybe that could be the missing piece. And that's the problem. And to find out whether you have an autoimmune situation with your bloods, there's this thing called the Chicago blood test that my fertility doctor recommends. Now, most fertility clinics in Ireland don't really recommend them for some reason. I'm not too sure why, but these ones are called Chicago blood tests, but they're €1,000. So already that's, you know, an amount of money that is, it's colossal. So we embarked on getting the Chicago blood test, and what came back was that I have 42% cytokines. And
what does that mean?
This is like your body is fighting something. Your body is fighting something. But it was only for these blood tests after 4 to 5 years that I found out there's something. This could be the missing piece. And I think that the normal level for most women is 28%. So my body is doing something. And so my fertility doctor, Dr. Luda, she's fabulous. She said, I think you might have endometriosis. And I was like, but I have no pain. I've absolutely no pain. And I've got friends of mine who've adenomyosis, endometriosis, and they suffer really bad. Like, I mean, their career has suffered, their mental health has suffered, fertility has suffered, but they're in pain every month. So I was like, I can't have it. I'm not in pain. Like I'm fine. The only thing I would say I probably would have would be fatigue, and maybe sometimes a heavy period. So I just thought that was normal. So we went to a consultant in the Beacon, and you have to have a laparoscopy to diagnose. And that's a big deal as well. That's 2 weeks off work. It's major surgery. And after the laparoscopy, it was deemed that I have stage 3 silent endometriosis. So after all these years of trying, that was the missing piece. And it's not silent, though. Like we're calling it silent endometriosis, it means that you're not in screaming pain every month. So, you know, it's very loud, like it's affecting your fertility. And through my research, I found out that 47% of people who have unsuccessful fertility journeys, it's endometriosis. And it's people think that you have to be in pain and you really don't. It's completely nuanced, really. There's so many different areas and levels of endometriosis that we just don't know about.
And it's so interesting because I read it first. You did that interview with Janice Butler in the RT Guide, and it was very open and honest. And a lot of women contacted you afterwards, didn't like, I mean, it seems to be a lot of women don't even think about endometriosis.
And I didn't either. And I didn't either. And when I have been on this journey, like I didn't want to speak about it to anybody. I didn't want to speak about it to Janice that day. But Janice in the RTÉ Guide, like she's such a lovely woman. And she saw something in me. She was asking about, are you getting married again? Because we cancelled our wedding during the pandemic. And, you know, it's either a wedding or planning fertility. I can't do both. You know, I have to have my head in the game for one of them. And so we decided to plan fertility, and that's where we were putting all our attention on. So when Janice was kind of going, oh, this wedding, are you ever going to, you know, tie the knot again with Mark? And I was like, oh, do you know, we've got other things going on. And she just looked at me and she knew. And I knew that she just had twins and I follow her on Instagram. So I was like talking about that. And she just looked and I went, look, we have been on this, you know, expedition, let's say. And I said, you know what? No one ever talks about silent endometriosis. So I might just tell you about it now. So I did. And from that conversation, I decided to talk about it on my Instagram then afterwards. And the amount of people that contacted me, Miriam, afterwards was unbelievable. Men as well. Mm. And a lot of them with the endometriosis side of their infertility story had gone to so many fertility clinics. You know, a couple of clinics had told them to try again, just try again, or just try again and just try again without experimenting or examining reasons as to why it wasn't working out.
But can you, once you're aware of it, and you know you have endometriosis now, can you do anything about that? In other words, once you have knowledge, can that help you on your fertility pursuits?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know a lot of people who have contacted me and told me that they have endometriosis, but they did go on to have successful pregnancies. So that I love hearing stories like that. I love hearing great stories. So absolutely. For me, it might happen, it might not happen. But for people out there who have like not success at the moment with fertility, I would actually just really ask people to ask their doctors or ask their GPs about endometriosis and solid endometriosis, and that could be the factor. But yeah, no, it doesn't mean that your fertility journey is over. Not at all, no.
And it's interesting as well, Tracy, I think I saw it on your Instagram as well, like couples are often told, because so many couples have issues trying to have children, and they're told it's unexplained fertility. But yeah. You don't really like that term.
No, I don't. I think that word is a cop-out, to be honest with you. Like, unexplained infertility to me is like, I think there's always a reason as to why. And like, it takes a lot of time and effort. Like, you have to self-advocate for yourself. It's product management for yourself. You know, you can't just walk into an IVF clinic and expect them, they're just going to go, here's your baby. You know, you've got to, it's like training for a marathon yourself as well. You've got to take all the right supplements. You've got to look after yourself. But no, I don't like the words infertility. I feel like it's judgy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's you're infertile. It's a judgy word. You know, I think language is so important, especially saying, calling it a fertility journey. That feels like it's a nice thing. It's not a nice thing. You know, it's you're in the trenches. But infertility, I think that word, it just feels, that's just what happens to you now. But no, it's not. I think there's always a reason as to why. And I found maybe this is my reason. It's silent endometriosis. As I said, it's not silent, though. It's screaming. There's a problem with your fertility, you know.
You have a lovely partner, Mark, of course. And we were talking before we went live, weren't we, that it's often very difficult for the partner to the man, because they're both, I suppose, worrying about you because you're going through stuff, especially with IVF. And yet they're upset too.
And I think women's health should be not just women talking about women's health. I think men have to get on board with this conversation too about endometriosis and about fertility, because it affects all of us. It affects, you know, our future. So I think a conversation about endometriosis with our partners, with our male physicians, with our male GPs and nurses, like, really has to be at the forefront. And with men especially as well on the fertility path, we have to open up a little bit as well with our partners too, because sometimes there's a lot of shame around fertility, you know?
Do you think that?
I think that for me, I didn't want to talk about it with anyone because I didn't want that pity. And I didn't want that, sort of a thing. I'm just not able for that. But I didn't want to talk about it either. I didn't want the positivity, be like, oh, you just relax and it'll happen. Like, I'm trying to relax. I'm trying to relax.
That must be so annoying when people say just
which
relax.
Is why I didn't share it for so long, because, you know, you just want to get up and get on with things. You want to have a nice life. There's other things going on in your life as well that you have to, you know, you want to enjoy your life. But it is project management and it is doing a lot of self-advocacy for yourself. So it's a full-time job. It really is a full-time job.
But it's really courageous to talk about it, because I think there'll be a lot of women and men listening this morning who are going through what you and Mark are going through. So I think it's... Have you felt better yourself since you've been talking about endometriosis and fertility?
100%. And I would not have been able to talk about it 2 years ago. Definitely not. Without crying. It's so interesting to me, like, how I'm able to speak to you about it now. Here I am on national radio talking about, like, my inner, you know, trauma, I suppose, or what we've gone through. But time is great. Education is great. Knowledge is power. The conversations about endometriosis, like the Active Iron Better Days period campaign, just talking about periods, menopause, women's health. It makes people feel seen or heard. And I've listened to podcasts where people articulate things that they've been going through. And I resonated with them because I could relate to what they were saying. So if I can help somebody today talking about fertility or endometriosis and how painful it is and how we need more information in our healthcare system and how we need to talk about it more. And maybe, you know, if somebody's going through a journey and they're not being successful, maybe endometriosis, maybe could be
the one final, of the issues.
One of the issues. It could be something like that, yeah.
Where, if you don't mind me asking, because then, like, where are you now in terms of fertility, or trying to think of the right word?
Yeah, like, the journey. It's okay. We can say
no,
journey.
No.
No, I know. do you know what? When I opened up about it, it's quite freeing. It's quite freeing. I know there is a life either side of fertility, and we're really happy. I know there is whatever is it we're blessed with in our life. I know we'll have a lovely life. To get there, though, has taken 4 or 5 years. I don't know what the future holds. We haven't given up, but if we're blessed, we're blessed. But I think that conversations, breaking down stigmas, having conversations about endometriosis, making sure that our healthcare in Ireland collates more information about endometriosis, because it's not just, oh, I have pain and, oh, I don't have pain. It's so nuanced. Like, it's we need to talk about it as women. We need to talk about it with each other as women. We need to talk about our periods shouldn't be painful, but also we shouldn't be having problems with fertility. There's always reasons as to why. The more conversations that we have, the more information that we can collect and gather, I think the more information we'll have as to how to treat this problem.
I assume as well, you're so blessed, you and Mark, to have each other. Something like this either strengthens a relationship, doesn't it, or makes it maybe more difficult. But I know in your case...
It's both. You know, it can make it really, really difficult for everybody going through a fertility journey. I think all relate friendships even, you know, because people shy away. You know, I don't want to talk to my friends about my problems. I just want to go out and have a nice time with my friends. So just ask people how they are, I suppose, you know. Yeah.
And is Mark, does he find it easier as well to maybe open up with his friends now because you are so open about what is happening in your own life?
I think when I did that Instagram post in December, like, I don't know what came over me. I just was, after our RTE guide conversation with Janice, I decided to put more things up on Instagram, which was like my 10 tips for going through a fertility journey, and the amount of people that contacted me. And putting that post up was actually easier than talking to my friends and family and to Mark's family and friends. That was just, I just put it out there and... Now you know what everything's that's been going on, and now you know how I feel. Like, it was easier to do that. But then afterwards, my mom rang me and she was like, you know, I'm so glad you did that, because, you know, we've been always wondering, like, how can we broach the conversation? And Mark's friends and partners got in contact with me through Mark and through Instagram and through text messages, been like, oh, we didn't realise you were going through this. And so it opened up a lot of things. So I think for men, I don't know whether men speak about it as much to each other. I actually don't know. And maybe I'm not a great candidate to talk about that myself because I'm such a closed book myself sometimes. So I'm not sure.
Well, I think what you do is so important. And by coming out and being so open, there'll be so many couples listening this morning and they'll probably go and check out endometriosis, but also feel they're not alone.
They're not alone.
And your listeners, if they want more information, they can go to endometriosis.ie. That's the Endometriosis Association of Ireland, isn't it?
And it's so important, I think, as well, because I have silent endometriosis.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends, as I said, growing up, have endometriosis. But they've only decided to join the Endometriosis Society of Ireland now at endometriosis.ie because we can all talk about our experiences there. And the more information we have,
the better.
The better.
Very quickly, lots of lovely reaction. Louise says, fair play to Tracy, brave and honest, having fertility struggles myself. And it's really reassuring to hear her being so open. Best of luck to her and Mark, which is lovely. Tracy Clifford, thank you so much. And
thanks
for being so courageous to be here. Best of luck in the future.